Eileen McClory, you're here from Off the Rails Dance Theatre.
Yep.
You're putting on a show in the MAC as part of Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival. Tell us a little bit about The Dutiful Wife.
The Dutiful Wife is a highly emotive and highly physical dance theatre show. It focuses on the wives of politicians after and through a high-profile sex scandal. It's very intriguing. It's captivating. It's so physical and so emotive that you're with the journey of the wife the whole way through as this scandal unfolds and crumbles, and she doesn't have an escape.
So you've got a big charismatic politician who can deliver those speeches that make everybody want to kind of drool and vote for him. Yeah. But in the background, it's a bit more complicated and it's a bit more creepy, really, for the family.
Yeah, it's really, it's how much wives give up. It's how much wives give up during a campaign to support their husbands. A lot of the women that we looked at, we took a lot of the stories from real politicians that, you know, they met at university, they met in Harvard, or they met at Cambridge, and then she was a high-powered lawyer until he wanted to go in to run for, you know, politics, or, you know, to run to be the president. So they give up and join that campaign, and then they literally become the dutiful wife. And it's even how they have to cope with the other wives competing to be the best dutiful wife. So we have a lot of that in the show as well. And then what happens when a scandal does hit and it's actually like, no, you have to get on with the job. You don't get to not be at my apology speech. Okay. Because that's your job as my wife.
They have to stay in the role.
Yeah, so it's about staying in the role and really suffering this human story. You know, for a partner to cheat is the worst thing that could really happen in a relationship. So to suffer that in the public eye and not be able to escape is what intrigued me, and what happens when you're in the audience, because you feel like you're invading this wife and her story.
Okay, and rather than just do it as pure theatre, it's dance with words though as well, so the dancers will be kind of shouting and singing and telling their story and giving their angst.
Yeah, I thought, well, I'm a dancer, and I'm really interested in physical theatre, and I think when I go and see a dance show, I'm always like, what is that about? And it's not that I mean, I'm a dancer, so I should understand, but I'm really into narrative, and I'm really into people being completely gripped by a story, like a film, like a good film. And with that, we took real speeches and real stories and real articles, and we took all the drama from that and put it into the body. And dance is the best way to do that, because you can completely embody the angst or the suffering or, you know, the crippling, like depression that could happen, or trying to get away from a press reporter and not being able to escape. So we have big lift sequence about that, and really, like, what goes on in your head to physicalise that through the body is the best way, I thought, to do this show.
Okay, and anybody coming along to the MAC to see it, it'll be immersive. They'll be in the room, unable to escape from the scandal as it erupts.
Yes.
If you're not into dance, it's still worth coming to see.
Still worth coming to see it. You'll completely get it. It really, you know, the story unfolds, and it does. It still unfolds like quite subtly, and in a way, you're like, we want you to really like him, and then we want you to be like, oh my god, we don't like him, or maybe I'll forgive him. Can she forgive him? So there's a lot of questions that I leave open to the audience, and even at the end, you still don't know what exactly happens until the story continues.
And if people want to find out more, they can go to your website, which is at
offtherailsdance.com.
All the best.
Thank you very much.